That was Bernard Jenkin, Tory MP. We're joined now by Patrick Minford. He's one of eight economists in favour of Britain leaving the European Union, who've said this morning that quitting the single market would boost national income and raise living standards. Welcome to the programme. Would it not be fair to say that when we've got the IMF, the OECD, the Bank of England, the World Bank, the Treasury, the IFS, all warning that leaving the EU would be bad for the economy, that you represent a perfectly distinguished group of economists, but you're outliers on this debate?
Well, of course, when you say we're outliers, it is an impressive list, but you've got to remember it's all Her Majesty's government's friends that have been lined up to pitch in, and how many of them have done any work on this. What we've done is a lot of work on this, and the glaring kind of hole in the modelling of the government, in a nutshell, is that they've assumed we leave the tariffs of the EU intact when we leave. Our point is this is crazy, because the big gain from leaving the EU is to get rid of tariffs and go to unilateral free trade. That is the WTO option. And when you do that, you unleash a whole dynamic of falling prices, food prices for the poor, of course, very important, manufacturing prices. These are raised something like 20% by EU protectionism.
Well, let me just unpick that, because that's interesting. But first of all, does it matter to you if we leave the EU whether or not we have access to the single market?
We've done the sums on the basis that we leave the EU, we have no trade agreement. It's kind of a benchmark analysis.
Right.
We're not saying we won't have a trade agreement. We're saying we don't need to have a trade agreement. We leave, and then we face the common external tariff. Those people, you know, currently get inside the protected area. They now face the common external tariff. But the point is that they, of course, are disadvantaged. That is true. We have that in our sums. But they're protected by the common external tariff. That's the point. It's protectionism. And the people who pay for it are our consumers.
Right. But again, to clarify, are you also saying that if we left, because you use the phrase unilateral free trade, that even countries that had tariffs against us, say the European Union puts tariffs up against Jaguar cars once we're out, we would not put tariffs up against Mercedes?
Not in this benchmark calculation. I'm not saying what we would actually do, but the best policy is to be unilaterally free trade, because right, you do with tariffs damages you, not the other guys.
Well, it may damage you as a consumer, but it could also damage you if you're a Jaguar worker. Would it not be a potential disaster for many of our industries if they face tariffs in Europe? In other words, they slapped a 10-12% tariff on a Jaguar car, but Mercedes remain free to sell into this market.
Well, I'm just telling you what our calculation was. Of course, what happens if Mercedes...
I'm just asking you what the sense of the policy is.
Well, the calculation shows that we're better off letting Mercedes sell into our market, where the price will drop, by the way. So they'll get much less profit in our market. And that's why probably the EU will want to do some sort of deal. But that's another story. Under the benchmark case, there's no deal, okay? Our exporters now face the common external tariff. And that is about an average of about 4 or 5%, depending on how you weight it. That's not a huge amount, but they will face it. They will therefore face, you know, lower profits, no question. Previously, they were protected. We're not denying that. That's absolutely central to the calculation. Who is paying for it? Our consumers. Now, all these august bodies you've talked about have not looked at this point. They've all assumed that when we leave the EU, we tamely carry on imposing the common external tariff on everybody outside. But the whole point of leaving the EU is to gain freedom over our commercial policy, our trade barriers, and to move to free trade.
All right, let me bring in Nick Clegg. What's your reaction to that?
I'm very perplexed. By the way, is there any guests I'm actually going to agree with after Ken?
You're not here to disagree with everybody.
But if I can, I really am genuinely perplexed, because the single market, of course, created by your former boss, Margaret Thatcher, if you pull out of the single market, which you just said you would, and then abide by WTO, I mean, the first thing it would do, of course, it would absolutely hammer British export manufacturing. I mean, the 700,000 people working in the car manufacturing industry in this country would suddenly face 10% tariffs. The farming community would face 30% tariffs, the benchmark tariffs that you talk about. So it would have a very, very detrimental effect on manufacturing, and yet the rest of our economy, which is so important to us, services, would be locked out of the very access we need, which is the single market. So I find it a very curious thing to do.
Well, you have to read our report for the full answer, but basically the single market doesn't apply as much to services yet. Now, there is, it's being built. So we leave that on one side because it's kind of a whole issue about what's happening
there.
No, it's not complete. And so we leave that on one side. It's kind of small potatoes in this argument, okay? So that's the answer to your last point. On the first point, what you're forgetting, you see, who pays for all this protection? The answer is the British consumer. In addition, the British consumer pays for higher prices for German and French farmers and also German and French manufacturers. So the British consumer is carrying a huge load here. And where these august bodies have kind of wiped out all this element, they've forgotten that when we leave, the best policy is to get rid of all this. Mm. Everybody, every first-year student knows, Nick, that free trade dominates protectionism. And what the Her Majesty's Treasury, in their wisdom, have neglected is that this move to free trade is actually beneficial to the British economy.
But now you're talking about unilateral free trade. Yeah. You're saying we should take away all of our tariffs, even if other countries keep their tariffs against
us. And one of the things we make, one of the points we make in our report, is that trade agreements, which everyone's banging on about, have absolutely no effect on our welfare or on our trade. They divert trade, they don't affect the total of trade. And so all this talk about trade agreements, which Nick and his friends are all banging on about, completely irrelevant. What matters is our tariffs, because we are a small player in the world market. What we can influence is the price our consumers pay. And that's what we're focusing on. And that is the thing that all these august bodies and all these great men like Nick have not looked at.
All right. Well, look, it's an interesting perspective. Where can our viewers read about it? Where can they get this?
There's a pamphlet. It's on our website, economistforbrexit.co.uk.
Economist for Brexit.
Yes, Economist for Brexit.
Patrick Minford, thank you. Thank you very much.
Big Man Tyrone here. Make sure to subscribe to the Wicked Awesome Robin Hood UKIP YouTube website. He exposes the leftist crops on the British Brainwashing Corporation. Nice.